presents are always broken or don't fit or the things I already have, and she never keeps any receipts, so I cannot return them.
So cruel.
But there is good in everyone. Sometimes it is hidden deep inside, behind a kidney or next to the bile duct. It is always there.
You are so pure.
Why, look! A bird with a broken wing. I must kiss it better.
I was confused. How had Mr. Benevolent become evil with the comfort of this girl? Also, no one seemed to have beaten him for a while, which was disappointing.
Is this really explaining why you are evil?
No, my life was not all sweetly sweetness, for my new stepfather was crueler than the first.
Asa Mundo, bring it on.
I had at the time a pet dog called Dugby. But Sternbeater hated him.
If that dog comes near me, I shall kick it.
So I kept them well apart. Alas, Sternbeater would see him, then run towards him.
Ah, he has come near me.
Eventually, he set up goalposts in the garden and invited his friends round for a game he called Dugby Football.
Ah, canine conversion. Nice.
And then one day, he went a stage further.
The dog has been kicked enough.
Thank goodness.
Tonight, your doggy is dinner. We'll start with a bowl of kicked-in poodle soup and move on to dog au vin with bran woofy pie for pudding.
Only sweetly restrained me.
Remember, inside every horrid person is a Lovington struggling to get out.
Could I perhaps try pulling off his head to help the Lovington out?
Goodness is its own reward.
So is punching your stepfather in the face.
No. Dear, gently. Come, let me kiss you on the cheek.
At her touch, my rage fled. Truly, her lips were full of magic goodness. My mother soon got me a new pet, but after a minor transgression, Sternbeater made me eat that as well. Catatouille. For my next pet, I requested a lamb, and my consequent punishments were much more delicious, as the lamb was succeeded by a pig, a cow, and a chocolate rabbit. Alas, he worked out my scheme soon enough.
Here is your new pet, boy. A sack of half-price chicken-style meat-based nuggets.
What was that?
We have hit the edge of space. I think we've broken it, Pip-Bin.
Oh, there's a big crack in space and the ether is leaking out.
Is that bad?
Well, ether does sort of join up the universe, so yes. There'll be a vacuum in here before long.
How will light travel then?
It'll change physics as we know it.
Not only that, but our course had altered. We had bounced off the edge of space like a rubber lemming hitting the bottom of a trampoline cliff.
Harry, are we heading back to Earth?
I think my spaceship knows which way to go.
Then your plan has failed, Mr. Benevolent. We will starve no more.
Oh, I'd forgotten we were starving to death. Oh, I'm hungry again now.
Then I shall starve you to death more quickly by mentioning delicious foodstuffs. Sausages, pies, no. Yummy cakes.
Stop it!
No. Ice cream, more cake, even more cake.
You have driven me mad with hunger. I must eat my own foot.
Surprisingly tasty. Ah, I see why. It is not my foot. It is a Cornish pasty I had hidden in my shoe. Would you like some, Pip-Bin?
Harry's strange footwear habits had postponed our deaths. Mr. Benevolent had no choice but to continue his story.
Fortunately, my second stepfather's cruelty was short-lived.
He is stricken with illness.
The pneumonia?
No, a piano fell on him.
How?
Alas, I was knitting and did not realize that my yarn had become entangled with the leg of the piano. As I knitted, I inadvertently hoisted it skywards, and when I cast off, it plunged down on his head. Oh, cruelly widowed once more.
I told Sweetly that very day. Her reaction was compassion itself.
He is in hell now, being flayed alive by demons or having his intestines nibbled by imps. Poor chap. God is not merciful to the wicked, which is why we must be.
You are so kind and forgiving.
I know. Oh, look, a poorly rabbit. I shall snuggle him better.
Thank you, Sweetly.
The rabbit is healed, and it spoke.
You can achieve anything with love, Gently.
Then I will achieve much, for I love you, Sweetly.
My heart leaps to hear such words. To be loved by another, and to love them back.
You love me?
With all of my leaping heart.